What do you want? What are you going to do to me?
This was Size with Me, I Lost You. For that, we listened to Time Trap, La Caballera de Berenice, El Diablo en el Cuerpo, Go-Go Girl, Grotesque Ornament, Lucrative Methods, Strategy, Barship, Daily Matrix, and Tonight. All from a CD just released last year with some unreleased recordings by this band from Mexico City. Some call the singer Illy Bleeding, who passed away a few years ago. Some call him one of the first punks. Anyhow, some of these recordings are from 1980s and not released until last year. Now we're going to go on and listen to Aristeo. We're going to listen to a song by Aristeo. And actually, on the, I want to mention that on February 27th, there's going to be an event to honor the life of Heriberto Montes de Oca. It's going to be at the Congress Hotel, 311 East Congress Street in Tucson, Arizona. It's going to start at 7:30 p.m. and it's going to go until 11:30. It's an event to honor his life. He passed away in January 2009, leaving legacy and plenty, lots of recordings, over 100 reel-to-reel tapes that the family is making sure that they archive, and that his music has a proper memory, a proper way of archiving his legacy. Anyhow, this is a recording, live recording, where he actually plays the guitar. We played that before in the show, and this recording was given to me by the family, the Montes de Oca family. And after that, we're going to go on and play CD by Oxo Maxoma titled Las Pesadillas de Eustaquio Ran. Recordings from 1994. We'll be right back. This is Oxomaxoma with a CD, part of a CD box that actually just came out, and it has four CDs, which were originally released only on tapes, and includes Sin Boca con los Ojos Negros, En el Nombre Sea de Dios, Un Difunto Lleno de Vida, and the one that we're listening to right now is called Las Pesadillas de Eustaquio Herrán. This is from 1994 with José Álvarez Valderas and Arturo N. Romo Pérez. We're kind of on the last minutes of the show, 9:51 a.m., listening to KBO 90.7 FM in Portland, Oregon. And after this show, La Ruleta, we're going to be listening to Radio Lost and Found with Rich Lindsay. It should be a very interesting show, and I beg you to stay tuned. You're going to find a lot of really good stuff. For now, we're going to continue with, for the last minutes of the show, with Oxomaxoma. You have a pleasant evening, wherever you are.
KBOO Radio is proud to help sponsor Threshold, Blackwater Snake, a benefit for the Oregon Acupuncture and Naturopathic Associations. Saturday, February 9th, from 9 p.m. to 4 a.m., will be a Chinese New Year party, and Sunday, February 10th, from 6 to 10 p.m., will be a benefit auction fundraiser. Both events will be held at Refuge PDX, 116 Southeast Yamhill Street in Portland. The Blackwater Snake is intuitive, a socially adventurous spirit that loves taking risks. The theme encourages discovery of balance in the feminine and masculine energies within ourselves, our relationships, our communities, and the world at large. More information can be found at kboo.fm/threshold2013.
This is Gareth from Music from the True Vine inviting you to Once in a Boo Moon, an evening of live music provided by KBOO DJs. My fellow Music from the True Vine hosts and I will be performing as the True Vine Ramblers and bringing you a great set of traditional bluegrass music. Other acts include Henry and Moggy doing some down-home ragtime and country, Don McLaren and his fiddlin' friends striking up some old-time fiddle tunes, and Noontime Jamboree host Retta Christie and her one-night stand band performing some swing. Once in a Boo Moon is on Saturday, February 23rd at St. David of Wales Episcopal Church from 7 to 10 p.m. Doors open at 6 p.m., so plan on arriving early, as ticket prices also include desserts with coffee or tea. There will also be a silent auction and raffle items to view. For full details, go to the KBOO website at kboo.fm and click on Once in a Boo Moon under Coming Events. All proceeds...
We apologize for this break in transmission. We'll return you to our normal program as soon as possible.
This is the weatherman of Negative Land speaking to you on the Electro Voice DL42 shotgun dynamic microphone, just reminding you that you're tuned to KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland.
And it is exactly 10 o'clock, and it's time for Radio Lost and Found. My name is Rich, here for the next 2 hours. And thanks to Alejandro for another wonderful show. It was pretty amazing stuff there. And the number down here is 503-231-8187. Give me a call.
Those words were spoken by an electronic computer. Computer, 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 computers, computers, computer, computer, computers, computer, 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 computers, computer, computer, the computers. And now the computer would like to express its appreciation for your attention.
Put all thoughts out of your mind and concentrate on exercise number one, the eye squeeze. First, the preparation. Close your eyes, squeeze your eyelids tightly together, and relax them. Now the exercise. Place the ring fingers and middle fingers of each hand between your eyebrows. Thumbs at outside corner of your eyes. Lips parted. Hold corners straight back and your eyebrows apart, firmly to avoid frowning. Close your eyes, squeeze them tightly, count to 12 slowly, and squeeze them tighter and tighter together. Keep counting. Keep relaxing your lips, your shoulders, your body. Breathe normally. Keeping your eyes closed, release pressure and put your hands at your sides. Now begin to count slowly to 17 to relax. Concentrate on relaxing. Relax the inside corners of your eyes and the outside corners. Make your eyelids heavy. Lips together, but drop your lower jaw. Relax your shoulders. Feel the heaviness. Make your body heavy. Breathe normally. Relax your legs and feet. Now we will repeat the exercise again. Place the ring fingers and middle fingers of each hand between your eyebrows. Thumbs at outside corners of your eyes. Lips parted. Hold corners straight back and your eyebrows apart firmly to avoid frowning. Close your eyes. Squeeze them tightly. Count to 12 slowly and squeeze them tighter and tighter together. Keep counting. Keep relaxing your lips, shoulders, your body. Breathe normally. Keeping your eyes closed, release pressure and put your hands at your side. Now begin to count slowly to 17 to relax. Concentrate on relaxing. Relax the inside corners of your eyes and the outside corners. Make your eyelids heavy. Lips together, but drop your lower jaw. Relax your shoulders. Feel the heaviness. Make your body heavy. Breathe normally. Relax your legs and feet. Exercise number 2. The eyebrow lifter. First, the preparation. Place the 4 fingertips of each hand above each eyebrow, keeping fingers close together. Keep palms inward and
little fingers. It is time for bed. But first, let us go to the window and look way up into the sky. Are you standing at the window? See how dark it is in the sky. It is dark because the sun has gone to bed. The sun is the great big ball of light we see shining in the daytime. The sun does not really go to bed, but the earth on which we live turns its back to the sun. Then the sun does not shine on us, and the sky is dark. And it is night. Now let us play a little game. You will be the earth. When I count to 3, you turn your back to the window. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Now, turn. You can't see the sky now. Well, the earth is always turning too, just like you did. Sometimes it turns toward the sun, and we have day. When it is day, it is time to get up. In the daytime, you play or get ready for school.
Breathe normally. Now drop your hands. You have felt the pressure in your eyebrow muscles. You are relaxed. And now exercise 3, the lip press. First, the preparation. Keep lips and teeth in normal position. Quickly press lips together in a straight line several times. Don't frown. Now, the exercise. Focus at one spot on the ceiling. Lips in normal position. Concentrate mentally, feeling your lips. Teeth slightly apart. Press your lips together from the inside out, keeping lips together in a straight line. Corners of your mouth are taut. Press lips together stronger and stronger. Hold your forehead with your fingertips. Don't frown. Check the rest of your face and body to keep relaxed.
Look out the window. Look way up into the sky. I want to tell you something about the earth on which you live. Have you a little ball? The ball is round. Do you know what round means? Can you make your hands round like a ball? Well, the earth on which all little girls and boys live is just like a ball. But the earth is a great big ball. On the earth are all the houses, streets, and trees. Everyone lives on this ball we call Earth. Some people live on one side of the Earth, and some on the other. This big ball, the Earth, is turning so fast, no one can fall off of it. Do you see any little lights way up in the sky? Those little lights are stars. A star is a big ball that shines. Look at the stars. They do not look like balls, do they? They are far, far away. That is why they seem so little. Now,
concentrate on putting more pressure into the middle of upper and lower lips. Until you feel a burning sensation. Breathe normally. Now we repeat the exercise. Focus at one spot on the ceiling, lips in normal position. Concentrate mentally, feeling your lips, teeth slightly apart. Press your lips together from the inside out, keeping lips together in a straight line. Corners of your mouth are taut. Press lips together, harder and harder. Hold your forehead with your fingertips. Don't frown. Check the rest of your face and body to keep relaxed. Concentrate on putting more pressure into the middle of upper and lower lips until you feel a burning sensation. Breathe.
I want you to look for the moon. The moon looks like a great big white plate in the sky. Sometimes it looks like a broken plate, just a tiny piece of it shining in the sky. Do you see anything that looks like a very big shining plate? The moon is not really a plate. It is a ball like the earth and the stars I told you about. It looks very big because it is closer to you than other stars. Open your hands now. Put your hand against your nose. Is your hand touching your nose? See how big your hand looks when it is close to your nose.
The lower eyelid firmer. First, the preparation. Focus at one spot on the ceiling. Squint several times with your lower eyelid only. Keep upper eyelids still. Keep eyebrows relaxed. Lips parted. Now the exercise. Place the side of each index finger against your cheekbone, horizontally below the corners of the lower eyelids. Keep lips parted. Don't move corners of your mouth. Keep your eyes focused on one spot.
Now take
and
your hand away
your
from your nose. Look at your hand. It is not so big now, is it? The stars are bigger than the moon, but the moon is closer to you, closer to your nose. That is why the moon looks so big. Sometimes the sky at night is very dark. Then we cannot see the moon and stars. Did someone turn off the light of the stars and moon? No, their light is still shining, but the clouds hide them.
Study. Raise your lower eyelids up stronger and stronger. Don't frown. Hold skin straight back slightly with your fingers for resistance. Count to 12. Keep lips parted. Don't move corners of your mouth. Keep raising the lower eyelids up stronger and stronger. Fingers resisting. Breathe normally and relax completely. Now remove your hands. Now we repeat the exercise. Place the side of each finger against your cheekbones horizontally, below the corners of the lower eyelids. Keep lips parted. Don't move corners of your mouth.
The little game.
Keep your eyes open.
It will tell you about the clouds. We will make believe you are a star way up in the sky. Your hands are a cloud. Now put your hands over your eyes. Don't peek. Now you can't see. It is dark, isn't it? The clouds in the sky hide the stars and moon just like your hands cover your eyes. That is why we cannot see their light. Take your hands away from your eyes. Look out the window. There is the sky again. Clouds in the sky are big puffs of raindrops. They move around in the sky. That is how they sometimes hide the moon and stars at night. Look at your hands. See the fingers on each hand? Wiggle all your fingers. Now look at your feet with their toes. Wiggle all your little toes. All those little toes and fingers are part of the music.